I'm Kevin Lavery. On Tuesday, Ingham County residents will decide whether to reauthorize funding for a health care program for low-income residents. Ingham County is seeking a 0.63 mil increase to fund the health safety net that serves uninsured residents who are ineligible for Medicaid. The program provides basic care and mental health services. The Ingham County Board of Commissioners set the proposed increase. Chairperson Brian Crenshaw says he's hopeful the millage will pass, but he thinks the vote might be close.
But I do think that people see the need, and it's not a want. It is definitely a need because we have a high need of individuals that require mental health care, and we have been providing that safety net for them for many years.
If approved, the four-year millage would raise nearly $5 million in its first year. It was last renewed in 2015. Also on Tuesday, voters in mid-Michigan will decide whether to restore a special education millage to the amount for which it was first approved more than 30 years ago. Back in 1988, taxpayers approved a special education millage set at 4.75 mils. But because property values have risen faster than inflation, Michigan law rolls back the tax levy to the rate of inflation. That means local schools are collecting less revenue than what they're authorized. Jason Melema is the superintendent of the Ingham Intermediate School District. He says the ISD is seeking a nearly one-quarter mil increase over 20 years.
This money is going to go into programs and services at the local level that help students with special needs. Additionally, it's going to help with some improvements to some facilities here for students with special needs on the ISD campus.
Melema adds that while the ISD has been a good steward of public funds, it's time for special ed to get its due.
The economy is at a relevant spot. The LIFT supports any students with special needs throughout all of our service area, and we believe it's the right time in general to work as partners.
If the millage is approved, the Ingham ISD would collect more than $2 million in its first year. Melema says the average Ingham County homeowner would see an annual tax increase of a little over $15. In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.